This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has reimposed sanctions on Iran's oil industry and financial sector, following through on U.S. President Trump's pledge to roll back relief Iran received as part of the international agreement to limit its nuclear program. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told reporters at a news conference with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin that the Iranian regime has a choice.
I promise you that doing business with Iran in defiance of our sanctions will ultimately be a much more painful business decision than pulling out of Iran and it being connected to Iran entirely.
And Pompeo says the administration is issuing temporary exemptions for a handful of countries.
Responsive both to the specific circumstances and to ensure a well-supplied oil market. The U.S. will be granting these exemptions to China, India, Italy, Greece, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and Turkey.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised speech Monday that Iran will break the U.S. sanctions and continue to sell oil. Mr. Trump said in a statement Friday that the purpose is to force Iran's leaders to choose either to abandon what he calls Iran's destructive behavior or continue down the path toward economic disaster. President Trump appears to be distracting himself and distancing himself from the fate of House Republican candidates struggling to hold a majority in elections.
Both George W. Bush and Barack Obama saw their parties lose the House.
It was a thumping.
I'm not recommending for every future president that they take a shellacking like I did last night.
That's not Trump's style. He's not a president who is willing to express any weakness or contrition.
George Washington University's Danny Hayes before the president spoke yesterday.
My primary focus, of course, has been on the Senate.
The president says he thinks House Republicans will do well.
That's AP Sagar Magani reporting. This is VOA News. The husband of Pakistani Christian woman acquitted after spending 8 years on death row on blasphemy charges is now appealing to U.S. President Trump for refuge. That's according to Reuters news agency. In a video recorded by the British Pakistani Christian Association and seen Sunday by Reuters, Ashiq Masi, the husband of Asia Bibi, whose case has outraged Christians worldwide, also appealed to the United Kingdom and Canada for assistance, citing danger to family members' lives. Reuters said the U.S. Embassy and British and Canadian High Commissions in Islamabad did not immediately respond to requests for comment on the appeal. The United States says it plans to issue temporary waivers to several countries, allowing them to continue purchasing Iranian oil without being subject to reimposed to sanctions going into effect on Monday. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared on Fox News where he spoke about it. The nuclear deal with Tehran was okay during the Obama administration, allowing some sanctions on Iran to be filled and lifted. UN officials and volunteers from the Syrian Arab Red Crescent are vaccinating children and distributing desperately needed aid for the first time in a remote camp for the displaced on Syria's border with Jordan. A spokesperson said Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomes the delivery of humanitarian aid and is calling for continued full, safe, sustained, and unimpeded humanitarian access to all people in need throughout the country. Also, UN World Food Program spokesperson Dina El-Kasaba said that the last time the UN reached the remote camp was in January of this year.
This convoy is bringing a huge relief to the families that are there, but what's really important for us is to emphasize the need for continued access. We need to have access to these families, these people. I mean, two-thirds of the camp are women and children, so we need to have regular access to them so that we can support them on an ongoing basis.
Russia, a close ally of the Syrian government, blames the United States for the deterioration of the situation and camps for the displaced. The U.S.-led coalition has denied such allegations and blames Russia and Syria. Chinese President Xi Jinping said Monday that China would take steps to widen access to its markets as he opened a huge trade fair amid criticism from other countries about China's economic and business practices. She said China would lower tariffs, take more action to punish violations of intellectual property rights, and work to boost domestic consumption of imported goods. Speaking at the Trade Expo in Shanghai, Xi pledged to embrace the world as China promotes the growing consumer market in the world's second largest economy. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.